hold the bread. You put both of your hands on the bread when you make the bracha. There's 10 mitzvahs in your hands. You make the 10 mitzvahs that we use the path. 10 different mitzvahs that one can do it in the process of getting up to the bread. Like Harisha, when you do the plowing, make sure you don't do it with two different animals together. When you plant it, make sure you don't do it with kelaim with other things. When you do the threshing, make sure you don't do cover up the muzzle, the mouth of the ox that is doing it. And then you leave the lekesh shiko peyot that goes through the maizes, maizes shading, and tzavos. All together, 10. And the chenish esetavis v'prokhe v'maizes, v'maizes v'chmenor, 10 letters. It's also another pasuk, matzmiya chaser, v'heima, etc. The pasuk, eni kol adachi tzavehu. All these have 10 words. And 10 words in the pasuk of Erzkita v'soya. Anyway, the bottom line is they have all these ideas, 10, and that's the reason why you can put both of your hands on the bread and make a bracha. You should make sure that they have salt beforehand so you can dip the bread in the salt. Or some other dip. Ikiyadin, bread that has salt in it already doesn't need to be dipped in salt, but today's breads usually have some salt in it in them.
Salt should be on the table.
What?
Salt.
So according to Mikia, then it's not necessary. But the Ramah says it's still mitzvah to, like you're saying, to have salt on the table. It's just like a mizbeach. The shulchan should be famous with mizbeach. And the seal is like a koban. The table should have salt. Umegin min haperonis. Oh, now you have a new reason to have salt on your table. Nowadays, more concerned about peronis than ever. It's a good idea to wash one today, so you should be able to say the bracha on Kiddush Yadayim, kadesh them, eat them, kadoshim, kadesh your hands, use them properly, and add a little to the table to make a mighty lechem in the oros, which has this idea of how many steps, all the 10 malachos that needed to be done before you get to the bread. All that preparation that was done for the bread, all the chatzonim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the nutrients you have, especially if you're eating whole wheat bread, then you have a lot of nutrients in it, out of vitamins and minerals. And white bread, you still have carbohydrates, or protein, so yeah, a proponent. And then after it fills the Muslim, it's later, right? Here for the Muslim, thank Hashem for sustaining us, and for the earth, Shula for having a Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael, the second bracha of the earth, and then the third bracha of Rachim Mechlav, Hashem Shabbat Muslim. You don't have to eat a lot if you're on a diet. One of the slices, maybe you won't eat the rice. One of the slices. Yeah. It says in the Medrash, Yisrael Yeshvim Matinim Zel Zeh Ashi Yitlu Yisrael. And below Mitzvahs, waiting around for the second guy to wash his hands. Tot Mekadra Aleim. It's Melech Megin Aleim. This, of course, once again, it reminds us also that our eating is not just like a goy eats to fill up the stomach, but it's, our eating is to, like a cauldron, connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu. As connected to our soul, because before we eat, we remind ourselves that it's a chesed from Hashem. After we eat, we thank Hashem, we pray for all the things we mentioned. So the act of eating, a Jewish act of eating, you can stop being Jews maybe, it's a good idea. It's something that's very much makarva, you know, because it brings Yeshua to Klal Yisrael.